This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
Hi, my name is Rachel Abraham, and I'm a doctoral candidate at the University of Arizona's College of Public Health. Today, I'm here to talk about Valley Fever. My story began about 2 years ago when I was diagnosed with a severe case of Valley Fever. Coccidioidomycosis, also called Valley Fever, is a respiratory disease that's caused by the inhalation of fungi spores that are found in the soil. If left untreated or undiagnosed, Valley Fever can result in chronic conditions, but with knowledge of signs and symptoms, you can help advocate for yourself if a Valley Fever test is right for you. Common symptoms of Valley Fever are loss of appetite, fever, night sweats, and other flu-like symptoms. If you're experiencing these out of the blue and it's not going away, chat with your doctor to see if it could be Valley Fever. Additionally, community-acquired pneumonia, especially during the summertime, is often misdiagnosed Valley Fever. If you're feeling these symptoms in the summertime, ask your provider if they think it could be Valley Fever. Studies state that when a patient asks their provider for a Valley Fever test, they are more likely to be treated and have the Valley Fever go away compared to those that aren't. For more information, you can go to the Valley Fever Center for Excellence's website at vfce.arizona.edu. Again, my name is Rachel Abraham, a doctoral candidate at the University of Arizona's College of Public Health, and that's a little bit about Valley Fever.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.